KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have a mostly clear sky, 32 degrees in Atlantic, and we look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high around 70. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha Kralik at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. In the news, a Pottawatomie County man faces sexual abuse charges for alleged acts with two young girls. The Daily Nonpareil says arrest reports show 78-year-old Merlin R. Jensen of Avoca was taken into custody after two female children told family members about alleged inappropriate acts. Jensen is accused of inappropriately touching 7- and 4-year-old girls in private areas and exposing himself to the girls. An affidavit stated that in early April, a relative of the girls called Jensen and confronted him about the abuse, also alleging abuse against a pair of now adult women when they were children. Jensen allegedly told the woman just to leave him go and he won't bother anyone and everyone will be happy. Deputies of the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office arrested Jensen on April 3rd. When they arrived, Jensen is said to have told authorities that he'd been waiting for them. Jensen remains in the Pottawatomie County Jail on $50,000 bond. He's scheduled to make an initial court appearance Thursday morning. Well, the Iowa Department of Education recently released its figures for graduation and dropout rates for schools across the state. Atlantic School District Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein said at Monday night's school board meeting, Atlantic's 4-year graduation rate was down slightly from last year.
Last year it was at 89.13%. This past year it's 87.40. It's a little bit below the state average. 5-year graduation rate is 89.13, which is down just a little bit from 2012. And that was at 90%.
The good news is that Atlantic's dropout rate continues to decline.
Last year our dropout rate was at 1.454%, which was below the state average. And this past year, 2014, dropout rate was 1.05, which again was below the state average. We're continuing to lower our dropout rate, and we need to continue to focus on raising our graduation rate.
Amstein said also the Iowa assessment data was received last week, but he didn't have the numbers crunched to provide the board during their meeting Monday evening. But overall, he says, I think we did pretty well. And Atlantic, he says, will start the 2015-16 school year on August 24th. Now that Governor Branstad signed the school calendar bill last week. The good news for students for the remainder of the 2014-2015 school year is that 3 days that were missed due to snow will not have to be made up.
Iowa Department of Education recommends that we have 1,080 hours, instructional hours, in our school year. Based on our current calendar, we have 1,115.76 hours. Based on not making it those days, we will easily fall within or exceed the number of hours that the DE requires.
The district will also continue with the hourly calendar in the coming school year, which will also exceed the state recommended hours. Staff members will continue to meet as required for those 3 days, however, but Amstein said there are plenty of activities planned for those persons. The price for school lunches during the 2015-16 school year in Atlantic will increase 10 cents across the board. When the year begins, high school lunch will run $2.60, middle school and Schuler lunches will be $2.55, and lunch at Washington Elementary will cost $2.30. The increases were recommended by Food Service Director Deanne Schreiner as she strives to meet the state goal of $2.70 within the next 3 years. Lunch prices for Atlantic have traditionally been lower than those of other schools in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, according to Amstein. And in other business, the school board approved a recommended 3.2% settlement with the district's certified staff. The move will cost $306,000 and is based on the assumption the district will receive $252,000, or 1.25%, in state supplemental aid for 2015-2016. In our funeral announcements, Vadas Jensen, age 88, of Exira, died Sunday at the Exira Care Center. A Celebration of Life Memorial Graveside Service for Vadas Jensen will be today at 10:30 at the Exira Cemetery. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Mark Allen McCutcheon, age 60, of Harlan, died Saturday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. A Celebration of Life Service for Mark McCutcheon will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Lily Marie Palmer, age 89, of Oakland, died Sunday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Lily Palmer will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Oakland Congregational Church, United Church of Christ in Oakland. Regan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Walter Peterson, age 99, of Greenfield, died Saturday at Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Walter Peterson will be on Friday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield, with Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield in charge of arrangements. Tim Fay, age 67, of Corning and formerly of the Oneida and Wyota areas, died April 7th at home. A celebration of life service for Tim Fay will be this Friday at 11 a.m. at the Pearson Family Funeral Service in Corning. And Diane Geraldine Kesters, age 53, of Erling, died Wednesday at her home. A massive Christian burial service for Diane Kesters will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling, with the Polly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland and Carson. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.